For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU men's hockey team is Eric Martin, sophomore forward out of Calgary, Alberta. And a tough loss last night against this Maverick squad, but there's a reason they're number one in the country, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, when you're playing Mankato, I think you know nothing's going to come easy. And every time you play them, it's going to be a war, it's going to be a battle. And yeah, they're definitely number one for a reason. I mean, they don't really got any weak spots on their team. I mean, top to bottom, they're strong, fast, physical, and we just know every time we play them, we got to bring our A game, and if we don't, we're going to have results that we don't like.
Ross Armour's back in the lineup. What does he bring to your line?
Ross is just like an excellent 200-foot centerman. I mean, he does everything out there. He works hard. He plays good offensively, good defensively, and good speed, wins face-offs. I mean, he's just the kind of guy that you want to play with out there. And I mean, same with Arulo. I mean, probably one of the fastest players in our league, and I could say that to anyone and feel comfortable saying that. So I love playing with both of them. I think, it was our first time playing together, us three, last night. So chemistry was clicking a little bit, but, you know, hopefully tonight I'll click a little better.
You guys were missing Elias Rosen. What does he bring to your team defensively?
Oh, Rosie's just an absolute stud back there. I mean, he does everything. He kills penalties, plays power play, and, I mean, just having him out for a game is probably not ideal, especially against a team like Mankato. But I mean, no, he's just always good first pass. I mean, does everything out there. He's one of the anchors back there on our back end.
Well, you know, tonight's game is going to be a tough one. It's not going to come easy because the Mavericks know that they're just points away from clinching the McNaughton Cup. Do you guys even think about that going into tonight's game?
No, probably not, you know. I think we just take it, you know, one game at a time like we do. But, I mean, I think we'd like to spoil that. And hopefully, you know, it kind of suck if they lifted that in front of us. So I think, you know, we go out there, maybe have a little bit more to play for tonight than a normal game. So hopefully, you know, go out there and not see that ceremony after the game.
You guys have three more regular season games. You're in third place, ahead of Bowling Green by 4 points and ahead of Lake Superior State by 7. Do you guys pay any attention to the standings at this point?
A little bit, not a ton, but I mean, you know, we definitely want home ice in the first round. I think we're probably going to get that, you know, barring a disaster. So no, but I think we definitely want to clinch that third place spot and, you know, have home ice for the first round. So that's what definitely we want.
You guys haven't played very well on home ice this season. Despite that, playoffs are a whole different animal, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what our record is at home now. I remember at one point it was like 2-7 or something like that. So I mean, it definitely hasn't been the best, but no, I mean, I think we'd much rather play in the Sanford than anywhere else. And, you know, just having that energy and the home fans behind us, it's just something that I think we all love. So it'd be nice to be at home for the first round.
Next weekend's also senior weekend. Final home games for those group of guys. What have they meant to you?
Oh, I mean, that senior class is just, like, not only just good hockey players, but just excellent people top to bottom. I mean, like, just guys that from the first day I came in here, they've showed me the ropes and always treated me with respect, and I have nothing but respect for all those guys. And it'll be kind of sad to see them go, you know, their last home game, but it'll also kind of be a happy thing, you know, to celebrate what they've done for this program, and it'll be good for them.
Mankato, what do you guys need to do to keep them off the board here tonight?
Tom talks about it a lot. I think it's just like the little details. I mean, I don't even think we played like an awful game or anything yesterday, but it's hard to win games when they score 5 goals. So just those little mental lapses, you know, they get like a breakaway here or a power play there, you know, definitely stay out of the box. That's one thing for sure. And I think just, you know, playing as a 5-man defensive unit and keeping them to the outside, blocking shots and just sticking to our game plan.
Eric, good luck tonight. Go get a couple goals for me.
Thank you.